Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more Vampirella. It's been a long time, guys, so let's go ahead and get started. This is World's End, one of three, and we also have some Panther comics. They're tacked on the end of this, so try to keep up, because I'll be reading both the World's End story and the Panther story at the same time. I know it's bizarre, but that's how they did it. Okay, here's the original. And there's the Panther. Yeah, again, they're the same book, guys. Oh, wizard. Wow, Star Wars Episode 1 was coming out when this dropped. Vampirella and Heart of Darkness. Okay, here we go. Alright, the story so far. To save the Earth from the impending vampire apocalypse, Vampirella battled her nemesis, Mistress Nyx. Remember that? Although Vampirella was victorious, their final battle left Vampy stranded on Draculon. While battling two vampires in that hellish realm, Vampirella learned of an even greater evil threatening Draculon. Lady Death. Lady Death invaded Draculon in search of the mysterious Heart of Darkness, rumored to be the true power source of hell. To repel Lady Death, Vampirella was forced to ally with her vampire enemies. In a stunning battle, Vampirella defeated Lady Death, forcing her to retreat from Draculon. Remembering Lady Death's parting words, Vampirella herself now searches for the Heart of Darkness in the hopes of reviving Draculon's dying spirit. When he spoke, Fiat Lux, and time began, the sacred eye of the Tetragrammaton diffracted the spectrum of infinity to burst light from the darkness. From then on, to look in that eye is to see all things from what was, is, will be. But now, when I look at tomorrow, I see only this: ashes, death, and darkness. The last age, and nothing beyond. Rest, Metatron. You've grown obsessed. Not you too, Uziel. Do none of the Celestial Hosts trust me? Am I not the Tetragrammaton's warden? Would I fantasize? Tetragrammaton means voice of God, by the way. The Eye warns us. Darkness will fall. We will fall in all his works. See for yourself. How can this be? Since the dawn of all things, we've guarded his creation. What could possibly undermine us? We did, an eternity ago, with pride and violence. I did. She will. Hell's greatest daughter. Vampirella, why are you doing this, Lorelei? I thought you hated me. Draculon's dying, Vampirella. What I think of you can wait till our world is safe. Give me that much credit. Adam said you were looking for Draculon's life source, the Heart of Hell. Yes, I used to think it was just a myth, but while I was dead, I felt its presence. But where? The Heart of Hell? Every real vampire knows where that's supposed to be. There! There? See Vampirella versus Lady Death, which we did already. So, the great Vampirella is frightened of old superstitions. If you're scared, go back to Earth and your human pets. Oh, hold on just a second. We went a little too far. Dracoon, the Forbidden Mountain. Now I get why we came by ourselves. No vampire who's gone there has ever come back. One did, my lover, Moloch. So, the great Vampirella is frightened of old superstitions. If you're scared, go back to Earth and your human pets. Lorelei, wait! I've learned not to dismiss legends too quickly, and there are tons about this place. Then the priests would kill themselves. Yes, it was eons ago. You say your lover came here and returned? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading this all out of... Just let me go back a little bit. Alright, I've learned not to dismiss legends too quickly, and there are tons about this place. I remember, there were mass sacrifices here in the old days, weren't there? They fed the blood to the mountain. Then the priests would kill themselves. Yes, it was eons ago. You say your lover came here and returned? Moloch, yes. Don't you remember him? We met once, briefly. It's so dark in here. Are you sure we'll find what we want? Oh, yes. I'm sure we will. See Vampirella Zero. I still got a bad feeling about this place, Lorelei. My mother used to tell me the souls of dead vampires were drawn here to await the end time. Silly, huh? My love. Moloch, when you came to me in my dreams, I wasn't sure. I thought it might have been just a dream. You did well. We will take her now. Lorelei, what's this glow? What's going on? Lorelei? What are these things? You have lived among humans too long, Vampirella. Don't you recognize your relatives? We are Void Swarm. What did you say about dismissing legends, Vampy? We exist. Draculon is hell. You know this. After bodily destruction, vampiric souls are sucked here to become warm. What did you think happened to us? Did you think we went to heaven? She is Lilith's daughter, Uziel. And we never feared the Vampire Queen Mother, and now she's we never feared the Vampire Queen Mother, and now she's obliterated. Should we fear her legacy? Not Lilith, no. I must confess, there is a power in hell. I pinned it there with my lance long ago. Out of all reach, I thought. Lilith proved me wrong. She was drawn irresistibly to the heart. Had she removed the lance, a shockwave of evil would have crushed creation. But the lance is cursed. Only one born of both heaven and hell may seize it. For eons she brooded, spawning child after child, evil after evil. All disappointments. The heart could bring her vengeance on the god who damned her. But it was beyond evil and forever beyond her. Somehow she figured it out. If creatures of evil were no use, she would create a creature of good. Vampirella, a new vampire for a new age. There's a piece of heaven in her. Lilith planned long and cleverly, setting this event and that in motion to inexorably lead us here. Vampirella can draw the spear, Uziel. She can plunge us all into oblivion. But whose heart is it? Whose? Malkuth's. I'll rip your throat out for this, you bitch. Like you did to Moloch? I loved him, and you sent him here to become this. Am I supposed to be scared? You know I know how to kill vampires. No matter how ugly they are, there isn't one who doesn't piss blood when he sees the sign of the cross. Your gimmicks, these icons of a dying age, mean nothing here. They are meant to destroy our bodies. But we are pure and relentless souls. You for him, Vampirella, that was the deal. Moloch will live again while you take his place in the Void Swarm. Moloch? There is a change of plan. She will be destroyed to satisfy our thirst, our vengeance. But you will join the Void Swarm. No, no, you promised! There are enough Void Swarm now, thanks. Not that Lorelei doesn't deserve a fate worse than death. But this isn't the one I have in mind. Maybe you can laugh off icons, but my spikes are shards of the true cross, guaranteed to rock your world. Slash! Or not! We are prisoners here, tormented by our need to ravage and feed on flesh and blood. Death has denied us that. You did this to us. But now you will satisfy our hunger, your life, your soul, like hell. Thwip! Damn it, that arrow's soaked in holy water. It's gotta work. We, Void Swarm, hold nothing sacred. Yes, God is dead, after all. You'll soon be joining him. No! You're afraid Aren't you, Vampirella? I can taste it! Nothing can save you now. You're still creatures of darkness. I still have the light. Fiat Lux! Ah! That was the Red Nun's ultimate anti-vampire weapon. They call it the Light of God. Works for me. But not us! It isn't possible! No evil could survive that light. Then this cannot be happening! Get off! We are your worst nightmare! One from which you will never wake up! A way out! There's got to be a way out of here! No, Vampirella, no way out for you! It's true, it's here! This is what you came for! The Heart of Hell! It will not save Draculon, or you! Metatron, the Lance! She's going to try to free it! Of course, it is why she was made. I should have acted sooner. I must correct my error before all creation is undone. Though I damn myself, Vampirella must die. Okay. 1999 is the year of the cat, so get ready for 12 months of fierce feline fury. The year kicks off with Panther Year of the Cat bonus serial, featured in Vampirella World's End. The serial story, illustrated by the legendary Mark Teixeira, will be included in every issue at no extra cost. And don't miss the ultra-rare Panther Year of the Cat chase covers by Mark Teixeira. They'll be randomly shipped with issues of Vampirella throughout the year. Okay. Ooh, I like that one. You get those special holiday cards. Oh, that's cool. And there's a Vampirella manga. $2.99 AD. Oh, that's a limited ashcan. Oh, that is cool. And for those of you saying, I didn't know they had manga in America in the 90s. Well, apparently they did. Okay, let's continue. Oh, there was a Scarlet Legion fan club. Let's see what you got. 1995, you would get a colorized variant cover of Vampirella Hell on Earth, Legion exclusive, Vampirella Monthly Number 0 Limited Ashcan, a 8x10 Vampirella model photo, well, that's nice, exclusive Vampirella Legion poster by Adam Hughes, and 4 issues of the Scarlet Letters, the official newsletter of the Legion, and a Vampirella fan club button and a numbered membership card. Oh, that's pretty cool. A lot of stuff. And there was a chromium... Get this ultra rare set of Vampirella chromium uncut sheets by J. Scott Campbell and Louis Small Jr. for just $24.95. That's pretty cool. And you get... Oh, that was pretty high, even for then. $20 for the... membership and $40 for the chromium set. Now, a lot of people would say, dude, that's probably like $200-$300 now. All right, Panther Year of the Cat, part one. Writers David Conway, Stephen Grant, artists, of course, Mark Teixeira, letterer Mike Conley, and Kello Graphics. The colorist is Dean White, film output Kello Graphics, and assistant editor Seth Bierdeman. Oh, there's another editor, David Bogart. Her story so far, if you remember. Panther is an immortal, elemental being, a solitary wanderer, more cat than woman. During her many lives, she has been many things, most notably an ancient Egyptian high priestess named Sekhmet, the demigoddess venerated by the cult of the cat. During this time, she was entrusted with the guardianship of the sacred scarab of Atum Ra, a holy artifact with the power not only to bestow immortality, but to open gateways to dimensions out with the material plane, and ultimately alter the course of human destiny for either good or evil. At the outbreak of World War II, as always, Panthe liberated the Scarab from the clutches of Dr. Midwinter, a fanatical Nazi scientist and mystic, bent on harnessing its powers to usher in an endless epoch of totalitarian evil, his insane vision of a new cosmic order. However, although Panthe defeated Dr. Midwinter, severing his right hand in the process, the maniac succeeded in claiming the Scarab's gift of immortality for himself. For 60 years, he has pursued his ultimate goal. Until now. In the Year of the Cat, at the dawn of the new Age of Aquarius, the stage is set for the final confrontation between Panthe and the force of the undying evil that will engulf all humanity should she fail. Midnight in Berlin. Once there was a beast named Midwinter who stole a sacred scarab and made himself immortal. He gathers with other beasts, mad dogs who put their faith in iron and blood, and try to change the world, hunters who believe brutality is might. But I am queen of the beasts. I am Panthe. We're the last ones, Willie. It's her or us. Scheiße, she is a monster, Heinz. I'm no stranger to the hunt. Once I hunted Midwinter and took his arm and the scarab, but I failed to take his life. We've hunted each other, but now he takes aim at the future as well. Millennia ago, I appeased the gods of the Nile with sacrifices. This purchased good fortune and prosperity for the land. In this new age, all it buys is blood and vengeance. But that will have to do. Don't be greedy, my pets. It's unwise to develop a taste for the master race. They're an endangered species, soon to be extinct. I've played this game with Midwinter for 60 years since his Nazis invaded my Egypt before the Second World War. I should have taken it more seriously. It's time to end it. Herr Director! Your zoo is my place of refuge. You agreed to that once. I don't take betrayal meekly. If you'd rather not feed the animals the hard way, tell me where Dr. Midwinter is. I know he's in Berlin. You were always so intuitive about such things, Liebchen. I'm sure that imaginative threat would prompt a swift reply if your zookeeper still had ears or a tongue. I was hoping you would come. We have much work ahead of us. With the secrets of your corpse, I will build the new master race. Okay. All right. Oh, cool. These nice calendars. They don't make these kind of calendars anymore. I had to settle for Sports Illustrated. I'm not hating it, but, you know, would be nice to have a Vampirella or a Heavy Metal calendar or a Louis Royo. Or maybe that's Louis. I've probably been saying his name. It's probably Louis Royo. Somebody will correct me. He's also a heavy metal artist. I don't know about now, but, you know, back in the day, yes. $12. It's about how much they cost now. And $4 shipping and handling. That is how much they cost now. Okay. Ooh, nice. Julie Strain's first vampy photo. The hot rumors are true. Julie Strain has been named the official Vampirella model starting in 99. Harris Comics will release a series of sizzling hot Julie Strain as Vampirella photo covers this summer. Wow. In the meantime, members of the Vampirella Legion can get a sneak peek of Julie's very first Vampirella motto shoot in the next fan club newsletter. As for a big budget movie, we can always dream about such an incredible project. Rest assured, if such a movie ever gets produced, Cliff Dunlap will be the man to thank. Unfortunately, they did produce a Vampirella film. I haven't actually watched it, so I can't really say too much, but I haven't heard the best of reviews for it. And that's a pretty good piece, yeah. Artist photo of the month. Okay. Vampirella fan artwork of the month. Okay. And we've got some other stuff here. Oh, wow. Really nice art. Finch and Zurcher. Love both of those pieces. All right. Oh, some artwork gallery here. Good stuff, man. Wow, $300, $500. Woo, those are pretty expensive. Okay, so let's go ahead and get with the next one. Don't forget about Bloodlust. And all right, here we go. The next one is Vampirella World's End 2 of 3. Now, since we've been through a lot of the extras, we won't go back through them. Unless there's something cool. Vampirella and Spear of Destiny. I wonder if this is the same one. I guess. Yeah. Writers, David Conway, Stephen Grant. Penciler, Patrick Zercher. Inker, Gary Martin. Letterer, Dan Saraceni and Kello Graphics. Colorist, Dean White. Film output, Kello Graphics and editor, David Bogart. I didn't do that first, so I apologize. We know the story so far. What are you saying, Metatron? That thing is Malku's heart? But she was one of us. Yes, she was one of us. The greatest and most perfect of all his creations. The first blessed with the gift of free will. The ability to choose. She chose evil. Why be slaves when we can rule creation? Malkuth's heresy fanned the flames revolt. And there was war in heaven. Not since the dawn of creation had blood been spilt. Until that moment. With that one rash act, the measure of lifespans, time itself, began. Death entered creation for the first time, and proliferated like a cancer. My lance trapped Malkuth's evil in her extracted heart, for it could never be destroyed. Her immortal essence grew and festered for aeons. It is the life source of the hell called Draculon, the entire vampire race. Pretty sure that's what he said. Okay, it's a little confusing there. I think he says the Tetragrammaton reveals the beginning and the end time, the destiny of Vampirella, a creature of Lilith made in Malkuth's image. Her immortal essence grew and festered for aeons. It is the life source of the hell called Draculon, the entire vampire race. But Metatron, you said that Vampirella was a creature of good. She would never serve evil, surely. Not willingly, but Lilith's genius was to create a being who could turn heaven's weapons against creation itself. The stake and the cross, sacred icons, all invoked the power of the original triumph of light over darkness. But destroying their bodies merely freed their souls to feed the heart of hell, increasing its power. Lilith betrayed her daughter, tainting her innocence with her own irredeemable sin. If Vampirella removes my lance, Malkuth's evil will be freed once more, more powerful than ever. Lilith planned it this way, to use my weapon, the Lance of Heaven's Champion, to bring down all of creation. The Heart of Hell? My God, it isn't a myth! No, Vampirella, our God! We are Hell's true creatures. It belongs to us, the last thing you'll ever see! Your routine is getting old. Maybe metaphysical weapons can't hurt you. So let's get physical! Go ahead, fight! None of us is going anywhere. Besides, we enjoy a little foreplay. Oh yeah? Not on a first date, creep. So, anyone else feeling horny? Yeah, enough games! Finish the bitch now! How does it feel to look into the jaws of death? Forget looking. Oral hygiene is obviously a foreign concept to you, dog breath. Well, look at... Let's see. Well, fuck out your very soul, Vampirella. Oh, I think he meant... Alright, so sorry about that. We'll suck out your very soul, Vampirella. Well, suck on this. Yeah! Stay out of my way. I'm here to save Draculon, to revive the heart of hell. Nothing else matters. You see, Uziel? Nothing will stop her. Destiny ordains it. I must end this! Metatron, no! Hell is forbidden to us. You'll damn yourself! If sin is the only road to salvation, I have no choice. No, you're chief of the war host. You're his regent in heaven. You're my friend. Your place is here. He sent the soul of her lover Adam Van Helsing to redeem Draculon. Even you can't change God's plans. Vampirella, what in hell could cause that light? No one goes to the Forbidden Mountain. You said you didn't know where she was. What's going on, Lorelei? I led Vampirella to Mount Dracoon, to the heart of hell and the Void Swarm. For God's sake, why? I wanted revenge. I thought that her death would bring Moloch back to me. I'm sorry, Adam, but no one, not even Vampirella, can survive in there. That spear, it's emitting some kind of power. I can feel it. I wonder what'll happen if I put... Stop! Kakoom! Huh? An angel? Heaven's champion, scum! Divine intervention? Cool. You won't take the lance! The Void Swarm are merely vermin. You are the real threat. Me? Maybe you haven't heard, but I'm on the side of the angels. Ow! On the side of the angels? Yes, Lilith always did have a taste for irony. Ultimate evil, the life force of hell, resides in Malkuth's heart. My lance keeps it here. I won't permit you to release it. You? You did this? You condemn Draculon to die? Draculon is meaningless. Let it die. As you must die to preserve the holy symmetry of creation. No, she is ours. Then you are an unexpected but welcome hors d'oeuvre. Fools! My power is not symbolic. Nothing living or dead can withstand it. Nice speech, but these creeps are the post-dead. They don't die twice. Abominations! Gee, you think? You cannot win, Vampirella. Repent now! And meet death with a soul cleansed of sin! Save the sermon. I've got a world to save. No! You are evil's puppet, created by Lilith for plots you cannot comprehend. No! My mother never lied to me. She deceived you. What are you talking? Vampirella! Oh no, you're certain this is the way, Lorelei? If I didn't need your help to find Vampirella, I'm not sure you'd still be breathing now. Maybe I deserve that, but none of us will be breathing for much longer. Not when the Void Swarm finds us. Adam there! Monsters! Adam, get out now! I set these events in motion. The history of time has been written in blood ever since I murdered Malkuth. Only blood may atone for the blood on my hands. Your blood and your lover's. Adam, no! You can't just shrug off Adam's life like that. You think your guilt can be traded away like an old baseball card? You use this thing to kill Draculon, to imprison its life force here in its heart. I will set it free. Come on, you bastard. I haven't come this far to let Adam and Draculon die. Out, damn you, out! Yes, heaven and hell have had their time. It is time for a new age. Now Draculon lives again. I failed, Lord. Again, forgive me. What are you waiting for, butchers? Terror. Must eat you before we do. Fear is a spice we savor. What's happening to me? What's this? Wow, did I do that? Sometimes I even amaze myself. The Void Swarm feed the heart of evil. Fuel is all they truly were. Hey, who turned out the light? You did. It's what you were born for, to remove the lens from the heart of darkness, to unleash the evil. But you said it was the source of all life in hell, the life force of Draculon. Hell? Evil? There's a difference? Now darkness triumphs. Oh, now we die. Oh God, no! Adam! God damn! That definitely was not in the game plan. Adam, where are you? Are you okay? Oh shit! What have I done? Panther, Year of the Cat, Part 2. Berlin. My mind drifts beneath the drug mist as their tomb drifted under the primeval waters, waiting to rise and become raw the sun. But I wait for midwinter. He wants the scarab that once turned him immortal and promises more power. The scarab I took from him. He wants the scarab. Schnell! Schnell! Before she wakes! He must never get the scarab. It's a source of untold power, Dixie. In my religion, scarabs are the tears of Atum Ra. Shed in grief for his murdered son, the god of immortality, Osiris. It's a bug! It could destroy cities or open doors to other worlds. Midwinter would use it for evil. Other worlds like Draculon? I don't know, but I know Vampirella wouldn't want that. It would only expose the world and you to great danger. And this is my battle, not yours. If there's any chance we can bring her back. If there is, I'll take it. With Midwinter hunting me again, I have to get to him. We're not getting to know him. I have to get to him first, alone. Armies he knows how to handle, but he's never been ready for me. He lives in New Jersey? Hold on. That's not how... With Midwinter hunting me again, I have to get to him first, alone. Armies he knows how to handle, but he's never been ready for me. He's a territorial beast, rarely venturing now beyond his natural habitat, a traditional stronghold of evil. He lives in New Jersey? No, Dixie. Berlin. Nice place, kind of a Nuremberg retro scene, right? The talismans of the new cosmic order are more than decorative. In this sacred Ugothic shrine, they generate etheric energy and prevent your transformations. No jokes? Got your tongue? I take it originality isn't a prized commodity in your circle. And actions speak louder than words, or is that too cliched for your taste? Then again, how could it be? Bitch! We'll take you apart, piece by piece. You'll beg us to stop. You'll betray any friend, perform any disgusting act, and the gods will feast on your fucking soul. Boring. Been there, done that. Who said you could start without me? Snap. If you can't contain your high spirits, Max, I'll have to eviscerate you. I gave specific instructions she was not to be harmed until she was fully aware. Is it Halloween already, Midwinter? The trick is on you, Liebchen. Your remains will be Max's little treat. Can I get a second opinion on that? We'll forego anesthetics. I wouldn't want to rob you of the total vivisectionary experience. Touch that. Excuse me. I will, however, take my scarab back. Touch that and I swear you'll regret it, Midwinter. A man should have some regrets. Your screams will console me for a long, long time. Wow, look at that. Hotter than hell. I'd say so. Okay, I like that one. Ooh. Susan Scott's Betrayal of Vampy, and there's the Panther model. next month, Vampirella number 15, Black Sunday, the end of everything. Wizard World! Remember when that was a thing, guys? And they just focused on comics? And toys. And toys. Don't forget about Toy Fair. Oh, and there's Witchblade in the Darkness! Which we'll be doing soon. Oh, next week! Right. Okay, countdown to Armageddon. 8 months. We still got a while, guys. The clock is ticking, and there's no stopping it. As each new Chaos miniseries rolls out, the Chaos Cosmos moves one step closer to Armageddon. The utter and final end of the Chaos Cosmos as we know it. Wonder how they reboot it. The end begins in Lady Death the Rapture, shipping in May 99, and continues through Evil Ernie Depraved and Purgatory Goddess Rising. I don't know if we've done these. I think maybe we have. And subsequent miniseries, which lead to the final battle for the fate of the world in the Armageddon miniseries. When the dust settles, what world will be left for the survivors to inherit? Will there even be any survivors? Hell, will there even be a world? Find out. We dare you. Chaos Comics. Vampirella Hell on Earth. I love this classic sketch art. But I don't like those prices. Do any of you guys actually have this stuff? If so, cool. Alright. Coming in May. Well, yeah, we've looked at that already. Alright, here we go. The finale. World's End, 3 of 3. Ooh, I like this cover a lot. Very cool. Vampirella and Black Dawn. Okay, so I think we have a different inker. Gary Martin? But yeah, it's the same crew pretty much. Okay. No! I only wanted to stop the Void Swarm to end the curse that's killing Draculon! What the hell did I do? Wine later, Vampirella. We need help. Lorelei? I thought you were killed when Mount Dracoon exploded. You don't get rid of me that easily. Something's wrong with Adam. No! I was sent to redeem Draculon, but it's dying, and I am not permitted to outlast it. I thought I could make this our paradise, my love. I'm sorry. Adam! Don't give up, Adam! Don't die! Adam's dead, Vampirella. He's dead! His death was inevitable, as is yours! Metatron! Haven't you done enough? I only regret there's no worse hell to send you to! If there is, I'll send you there! Are you blind to your own sins, Metatron? Did the Tetragrammaton show you nothing? Your arrogance caused this disaster, and another murder will drive you from the sight of God! And that, I will not allow. Your role in stopping the Black Sun is already set. A heart may yet contain its essence. A heart like yours, born of heaven yet fouled with the rot of hell. Like heaven's ever had anything to do with me. You brought this on yourself, Metatron. Vampy, help! Adam's burning! You brought this about! You're a mistake that should have never happened! Die! No! Uziel! You dare betray me now? Listen to me, Metatron! Murder was never his will! It made this hell! This sin will damn you as surely as Malkuth! Setting foot here damns you, Uziel! Stand against me and share her fate! Is this the truth? So blinding, you must turn away? You are lost, Metatron. You have become Malkuth. The Tetragrammaton will never be profaned by the touch of this wretched place. It is now, as it has always been, the proof of my authority. You sick, murdering bastard! That's how you justify all this butchery? I want to know what angel blood tastes like! Holy fire, and it isn't meant for you! Burn with your world in the fires of hell! Don't try to fight me, Vampirella. God himself is on my side. What have you got? A broken lance already proved useless against me. What? What is this light? The Tetragrammaton recoils from my touch. My eyes! I'm blind! Why? Maybe it's making a point. Die, you self-righteous son of a bitch! A heart born of heaven, but fall, excuse me, a heart born of heaven, but fouled by hell. Isn't that what you said? Malkuth's fall made this hell. Your heart this time, Metatron, not mine. So let's see if your damnation buys its salvation. Vampirella, get back. It'll kill you. I thought the Eye of God would protect us. How can you stand this agony? I refuse to lose! I refuse to die! I refuse to surrender the universe to that! I refuse!
Who's spicier than the Spice Girls, more magnificent than Marilyn, and barbier than Barbarella? Panther. I don't know. Quite like Barbara. Two issues. Hotter than hell. Okay.
Oh, God. Now what? What's happening now? It's blood, Lorelei. Good, clean blood. It's raining blood. Even now, after all this time, I can hardly believe it's real. Draculon alive again, just as I remembered it. But Metatron created Draculon when he impaled Marcus's heart here aeons ago, and she was an angel too. I didn't really think that I could repeat that trick. Still, it's a sort of poetic justice, I suppose. Ooh, I love that panel. Yeah, instant karma, vampire style. All my life, all I've ever known, the place I called home, has always been sick with death. Everyone I've ever known or loved has died. But you managed to reverse that, too. Draculon is the source of all our lives, Lorelei. Mine as much as any vampire's. When Vampirella saved the life of our world, she saved us all. Not just ours, but his, too. And he's just a tourist. Lorelei! Ow, that hurts! What is it, Vampirella? What's wrong? The cross, Lorelei. The cross on my glove. You touched it, and it had no effect. The cross of Christ is the most potent protection the Sisterhood have against vampires. Without it, they're practically defenseless. My God, Dixie. She could be in real danger now. How could this have happened?
This is the beginning of a new age, Vampirella. Not just for Draculon, but for all creation. The destruction of the Black Sun purge Draculon of the legacy of evil. It is now unleashed throughout the cosmos and nothing, in heaven or earth, not the cross or any holy icon can stop it.
This isn't your responsibility, Vampirella. You've earned a rest. We all have.
No, Adam. It is my fault. Somehow I caused this when I released Metatron's lance from the heart of hell and freed Malkuth's essence. What will happen when that concentration of evil reaches Earth if I'm not there to stop it?
I love Draculon, Adam. And I love you. But Earth needs me. It needs a protector. My friends need me. I'm going back.
By the way, I have to say, this is probably the coolest I've ever seen Vampirella in all the comics we've read. It's the spike shoulder pads. That's what really does it. I love frickin' spike shoulder pads. Also, I like the colors of this outfit. You know, the red and the black. It's just a really freaking cool outfit.
"60 years I've waited, and finally the key to infinity. The dawn of the new cosmic order rests in my palm. The scarab of immortality is again mine. I rarely have such delightful company to share my triumphs with. Enjoy it now, Midwinter. Moods change." "Ja, Liebchen, yours will soon turn completely black."
"Panther, what the hell?"
"Dixie, sorry to leave you behind. I do appreciate your offer of help, but I must do this alone. I play a dangerous game of cat and mouse, and I'm the bait. I may not return. Whatever happens, guard the sacred scarab. It bestows life."
"Was? He shouldn't be doing that! Mein Gott!
It brings death." "During my time with the Red Sisterhood, they built me a false scarab. I carry this with me now. It looks to the untrained, overeager eye like the real thing, an error I pray Midwinter makes."
"Kathoom!
Removed from me, it will activate to violently disrupt negative energy in proportion to its concentration. In Midwinter's stronghold, it may produce a blast even I can't survive."
"Slut! What did you do?"
"The Sisterhood called that a Damascus device, but I prefer the term atom bomb. Life's a gamble. I realized that long ago. And when the odds are against you, you have to learn how to stack the deck. Midwinter should have paid more attention. To lose one hand is unfortunate, but to lose two begins to look like carelessness. If I survive, I'll be back after Midwinter's dead. He and his kind have taken up too much of my past. I make it my gift to the future to see the next millennium is free of him."
"Atom bomb. Oh, what a clever trick. What a clever, clever kitty. Too clever. Too sure. Your aeon is over, Panther. The true gods are coming, and they are on my side. Tomorrow belongs to me."
To be continued. All right. Wizard World. I think this is the end of it. Ooh, look at that. Oh, that is cool. It's a Sailor Mars action figure that he converted into a manga Vampirella. And it looks freaking perfect. I love this. The finished model stands about 6 inches, excluding the base. I was an architect during the day and a hobby shop during the evening. Oh, that is so freaking cool. It even has a stand. That is really neat. And there's the ash can, the manga ash can. I would love to read the manga, but I don't even want to give people a hint that I read manga on this channel because I'm scared to death of the Japanese manga companies. Now, here in the US, you know, Western Europe, okay, it's fine, you know. But when you start messing around with manga, which is a huge cash cow right now, you don't even want to give them an inch. Because they'll be like, "Oh, this is piracy." It's like, uh-uh. That's not all we do here. So, there might be some people that do manga. Like, I mean, definitely just watch it on that. It's hard for me to really say. I was like, you know, more power to them. But I'm not doing it. Whoever wants to go ahead and play the manga game and cover manga, it's not good. Those companies are litigious. Now, when it comes to classic comics and, you know, more indie comics, they don't seem to mind that much. I haven't had any emails. Nobody said anything awful. I've got a lot of praise. But with manga, you just have to be very careful because they take that very seriously. Japan does. I mean, because everything that I would show would be what they consider a lost sale for manga. And we do not want to give them any lost sales with that manga, even classic manga. So, all right,
Vampirella fan artwork of the month. Oh, that's a pretty good piece. Ooh, another one for the Panther model. Great stuff. Panther takes over the Vampirella monthly and starts in her own adventure. Now, I don't know if we're going to be doing Panther next, but I'll go check out my reading order and we'll see what's actually next. But I don't think we're going to be back to... I mean, I could be saying this and we could be on Lady Death or Evil Ernie next week, or excuse me, next month, but... I don't know. All right. I think that's it. Yep, that's it, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. I had a lot of fun with it. So we'll see you back here next month with more Chaos Comics. Again, I don't know what it'll be. I'll probably put it in the post. I probably already told you guys, like, in one of my posts, because if you follow my posts, I try to, you know, let you guys know what's going on and what we've got planned and what I'm trying to get done. So definitely check that out. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time with more comics on Grimm's Comics Corner. Remember, we've got Inkle and Witchblade coming at you next week. You don't want to miss more Witchblade. I know you don't because I look at the views. You guys really like Witchblade. So we're definitely going to make sure you get that. I'm out.